Modern antidepressant drugs have revolutionized the treatment of severe depression, but finding the right drug for each patient often takes time. A lengthy period of trial and error with new drugs can prolong the risk and emotional pain of the disease. But now researchers may have found a shortcut. NPR's Michel Trudeau reports on a simple, non-invasive test that can predict whether a medication will work or not.
Most patients with clinical depression have to wait weeks, sometimes months, to find out whether a particular antidepressant medicine will work or not.
And that's a long time to wait, both for the physician and for the patient and their family.
Psychiatric researcher Ian Cook from UCLA works with severely depressed patients.
Weeks go by where they are not only suffering from having a depressed mood, maybe not being able to sleep well, but also they can't function in life very well. And on top of that, many people may have thoughts that life may not be worth living and might actually consider suicide.
And if, after waiting weeks, the medicine isn't effective, then the patient has to start all over trying a new antidepressant. Now, most depressed patients will eventually hit upon the right medicine. There are, after all, over 20 different antidepressants. But all of them have this long wait-and-see period. So Ian Cook set out to find if there was a way to predict which patient would get better with which antidepressant.
So we undertook the project to see if there were some physiologic measures, measures of brainwave activity, that we could use that would tell us before the clinical symptoms began to change whether the person was on the right medication for their particular brain chemistry.
So 51 clinically depressed patients, men and women, came into Cook's lab.
We told them that we'd like to measure their brainwave activity with the EEG at numerous times over the course of the 8-week study.
The EEG, electroencephalogram, it's an old technology that measures brainwaves. It's non-invasive. The patient simply wears a cap, like a swim cap, that has dozens of electrodes embedded in it, which measure electrical signals in the brain. Cook says it's like listening in on conversations between nerve cells in different regions of the brain. In his study, a third of the patients were given the antidepressant Prozac, a third of the patients got a different antidepressant Effexor, and a third took an inert placebo. Cook reports in this month's issue of the journal Neuropsychopharmacology that the brains of depressed patients responded to the antidepressant medicines weeks before the patients started feeling better.
We were able to see that over the course of really the first week, people who would eventually respond to medication treatment showed a characteristic change in the activity of their prefrontal cortex, the part right behind the forehead, and that people who would go on and not respond to the medication didn't show that change.
A test of brain activity that predicts if an antidepressant will eventually work for the patient.
This is a first. This is a first finding, and it's very, very exciting.
That's brain researcher Barry Leibowitz from the National Institute of Mental Health. He says this EEG test could take much of the guesswork out of the medication search. And he adds, this research is the most exciting thing to come down the pike in a long time.
Now, instead of waiting 2 months or 3 months to determine whether someone is actually going to get well, Dr. Cook's approach is allowing us to make that call very much earlier and to reduce the kind of suffering that people who have depression are experiencing in their daily lives.
The EEG test takes about an hour to do and is relatively cheap, a couple of $100s. So eventually, the test might help lower the cost of treating depression, as well as shorten the time it takes to pick an effective drug. But before doctors can rely on the test, scientists have to study many more patients to be sure the brainwave test truly predicts which medication will work. Michel Trudeau, NPR News.